keep your eyes on the stars. Go away, screamed Diego from his dark room. What's wrong, Diego? Asked his older sister, Annabelle, as she turned on his light. I saw them coming, two giant monsters. He pointed to the closet, very frightened. Annabelle held him close. I used to be afraid of the dark, too, she said. Oh, I'll be right back, Diego. I have something for you. What did you get? Asked Diego when she returned. You'll see. Annabelle climbed up on his dresser and stuck some things on his ceiling right above his bed. Can you see those, Diego? Sort of. He squinted, but not really. Keep your eyes on them and don't look away. Annabelle turned off the light. Can you see them now? Ooh, stars! Diego pointed, trying to count them. Guess what, Diego? Do you know who is in the room right above your ceiling? Mom and Dad, he replied. Yes, and who comes down at night and hugs you if you cry? Dad, he said. Yep, Dad is big and strong and loves you. He doesn't want you to be afraid, so he comes down to be with you. Now come over here by the window. But it's dark out there. Diego shivered, afraid to move. I see lots of lights, said Annabelle. She pulled him close to her side. Look at all those stars. Do you know who lives above them? Dad? Asked Diego, looking confused. Kind of, Annabelle laughed. God does. He's our Father who lives in heaven. The Bible says, the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. He's bigger and stronger than everything and will always come to you when you call him. That means even in the dark. Annabelle and Diego lay back down. Heavenly Father, Annabelle prayed, show Diego that he is safe with you and that you are here, even in the dark. After trying several times to count all the stars, Diego was fast asleep.